Well, this is Judith Conrad, and this is the Judith Conrad radio program. It is a thrill to be back on the radio every Thursday night from 7 to 8, and it is my great privilege to be back again. One of the highlights of my week, and I really appreciate the opportunity, and it's just such gratitude that I get to come here and be with all of you out there. And I know you're out there because I've been getting many emails from you, and many of you I've answered some of your questions on the email. So tonight, if you would like to call in, that's again my greatest privilege of being able to answer any questions that you may have. In the meantime, I have pulled three cards. Actually, they're the cards I pulled for myself this morning. And Spirit said, I'll share them with everyone who's listening out there. So here we go. The first thought that came into my mind as I started out my day was about creating an urgency. And I remember saying that way back when I was on the radio in San Francisco, somehow that there's an urgency about us moving forward, moving deeper. And it's back again. However, I'm noticing more people are getting it. I felt like way back then I was kind of ahead of my time, and I'm still ahead of my time, and I'm not slowing down I am slowing down, cancel that, so that people can catch up with me ever so slightly. And anyway, let's create an urgency about moving deeper, about moving forward, about just, and also about being in this place of comfort, grace. Yeah, take a breath in on that one. The first card is the Princess of Wands. Now, let's visualize. For those people who don't have the Crowley deck, going to find the Princess of Wands in another deck is like looking at apples and oranges. They're just completely different. So if you have the Crowley deck, the Princess of Wands is a woman, totally naked. She has a tiger by the tail. She's throwing it over her shoulder. So I feel that she's in charge of her life. She's throwing any fear, because the tiger symbolically means fear. She's throwing fear over her shoulder, and she has a wand, and on the end of the wand is a sun. So she has, in her hand, she has the staff of sunlight, of power, of warmth, of being able to generate whatever she so desires as she throws the fear over her shoulder. Now, sometimes when we're talking about this urgency, fear will create an urgency so that we have to go deeper. We're in a situation where we have to get the adrenaline flowing. Here we're talking about slowing down, and yet fear causes us sometimes to amp up the energy. So one of the things that I get with this whole thing, because it's an Aries card, and Aries is about new beginnings, it is about pioneering work, it is about the adventurer, the explorer, the builder, and the visionary. So as we are looking at whatever that we're throwing over our shoulder, and right to the left of this figure is a funeral pyre. A funeral pyre is a place where bodies are placed when they're for example, in India. And they build a huge fire, and it consumes the body. And then the ashes are pushed out into the Ganges or into a river. And what I'm feeling here that with this urgency is that we're throwing that fear tiger over the shoulder, and we're creating something revolutionary out of the old fears, out of the old patterns that are being consumed and placed on the funeral pyre. Thinking outside of the box. So I'm wondering out there how you're feeling about what fear may be coming up. So what could be that would cause you to get into such a situation, or where you can actually create it to be able to move forward. Our second card is the Four of Discs, Power. Power. Now, as I look at this card, I want you to imagine that you're looking down on a castle. There are four corners, four towers of this castle. And in the center, of course, is whatever's being, whatever forms have been solidified. So whatever you've solidified out of this whole thing of throwing the fear tiger over your shoulder, out of throwing out the old forms, we're looking at this castle coming right after, the second position here, where it's very solid and it's like it's boxed in. And the power comes from acknowledging that we have a strong foundation, and from that, it's like a springboard into whatever the new revolutionary pioneering work that is to be done. Around the castle is a moat, and in the moat are snakes, and the snakes represent transformation. So this whole thing, it's the sun in Capricorn. Now, Capricorn is solid, it's security. To break up this whole, the foundation of this castle would be very difficult. If you've been to Germany and gone to Neuschwanstein Castle, it took 25 years to build what they have there, and it still wasn't complete. It took a lot of money. So to break up that foundation is awesome. And yet the fear tiger is asking the urgency to perhaps either build upon what you've been given, to throw out enough so you still have the foundation, and then to springboard into whatever the new and revolutionary is. The third card is the Hierophant. It's a major arcana. This main figure, there are two main figures there. Of course, there are many main figures on this particular card. We're looking at the male and the female. Now, with the male, it represented very, very large. This represents the all-knowing wisdom. And the female is coming, she's holding the moon, which represents intuition. So here we have that wisdom, the wisdom of the ages, the wisdom of all time. And she's holding the intuition. What a nice combination. It's almost like the past and the present and the future all wrapped into one. So these three cards are just a general reading for all of you out there. Now, as I was getting ready, and I usually spend the whole day just, I give myself that privilege of doing that. I type and I pull cards and I write, and just before going on, I was, Spirit says, there's someone out there, and I told him, mentioned that I was going to do a reading for him last week, and I mentioned the person's name. This person is living in another country, and what came up is about romance for this particular individual. So I'm shuffling my card, and if you want to be that person, whether you live in the United States or you live in another country, it's about romance. So think about romance. How would that apply to your life? All right, I'm going to hold the cards. I'm going to drop them. Pulling the card. The card of romance is the Knight of Cups, and that is about reaching higher. Reaching higher for the Holy Grail in and around romance. And it's showing this individual on a horse, and the horse is charging upward. So it's about an emergence of new energy in and around romance, and it's Cancer the Crab. Cancer the Crab has to do with healing around romance, any past romances you may have had. And it's also healing in and around the home. In fact, for me, Cancer the Crab is the zodiac sign is totally about healing. So what I'm feeling around romance, whoever's listening at this present time, however you want to apply that, can be to your job, it can be anything, but right now I'm focusing on this one individual I'm thinking of, and that could be you. It can be anyone. I feel that when we are listening to programs, we can turn anything around to apply to us. We can pick up a penny. Is it heads up or heads tails? If it's heads up, then I figure it's okay, it's coming to me. Tails, it means that there may be a slight weight. When I get a penny, I usually say, oh, that's $1,000. If it's a nickel, that's $5,000. If it's a dime, it's $10,000. So it's a game that I play to keep in the positive. So join me in this game if you would so desire. Now, let's go back to the romance in and around this individual that I'm thinking of. And he knows who it is, and I know he's listening. Just can't call in from a foreign country like this. And this is, there's a peacock at the bottom. Now, cross-culturally, the peacock means ego. So for romance, it is about going past your ego and reaching for something higher, reaching for the Holy Grail, and that is around the healing. Awesome. Okay? So that's the card for romance. And if that's you, feel free to call in. If you would like a reading, you know, individually, feel free to call in. You have the numbers right there on the screen. Second person that I said I was going to do a reading for, because I also know that they can't call in, they're going to be listening on the archived programs. And by the way, I've already received one person who's transcribed one of my tapes. If you want to do it, email it to me. This is one way that you're going to get even more out of these programs, and they are channeled. Because once I start into the program, I go to a different place that I normally don't. So this is about losing a job. And I know many of you know people who've lost a job. This particular card is for solutions in and around losing a job. So I'm still shuffling. Let me drop the cards in a natural cut. This card is the Five of Cups, disappointment. How perfect. So the person I'm thinking of that we emailed this afternoon, and I said I was going to do a reading on air because you weren't going to be available, and only on the archives will you pick this up. However, anyone out there can do this. The Five of Cups is disappointment. And it's showing a star upside down, all of the fives, just about all the fives. In fact, all of the fives have the inverted pentagram. And at the end of each one is a cup, and it's made out of glass. And the glass is fragile. So once you have lost a job, there's a part of you that has disappeared. It's leaving you empty because the cups are empty. What to do now? Well, the first thing is to make sure that you're not going into anger. Because when anger comes in, it dissipates any energy that you would have in moving forward. At the bottom of the card are the roots of a plant that's on this card. And the roots have been pulled up. So many of the people, and I know there are many who, this may not apply to everyone out there. The roots of this plant have been pulled up, and I'm feeling that some of you, whatever job that you had, it was not the job of your dreams. You were probably excellent at it. The reason you were doing it was for the money. And if money weren't the issue, would you have stayed in that particular job? So looking at that, in fact, it was in the paper today, yesterday, Sunday's paper. So I cut it out, and I was just reading it today because I do work with some people, helping them to focus on recreating their ideal dream job. So once you've felt the pang of being released, there's a sensitivity that goes on right now. People around you aren't quite sure how to be with you because they realize that you're in a situation now where money is not coming in like it used to. And so there's a part of them that's kind of, they're walking on cracked glass and what to do. So one of the things that it says here, and I'm working with a couple of people who have lost their jobs, and when it got right down to it, they had to admit this was not where they really wanted to be, and now they're creating their own business, which is what I love to do. By the way, feel free to interrupt me anytime. So it says the first thing that they had to do is to file for unemployment, because you definitely are, this is available to you. You can do that online. So I would investigate that. At least there's some money coming in, and it takes away that feeling of hopelessness. And the second, number two, even if it isn't what you really want to do, is to find anything that will lead to something. For example, if you may be trading down you may have been an executive, and all of a sudden there just isn't anything else. And you, so taking any job is sometimes better than zero. It helps with the self-esteem. The third point was to get retrained. And that's what I'm doing with some people. I'm training them how to be an entrepreneur. Because being an entrepreneur, well, there are certain skills that are required of that. Especially those doing alternative fields. A lot of times people don't quite know how to market themselves. They don't know how to present the package for some, you know, to present their services to the world. I've started up many a business and marketed it, you know, throughout the country and sometimes overseas, in Europe especially. So getting this retraining. And the fourth one is looking at your resume. Get the resume done so that it refocuses on problem, solution, and result. What is the problem that you had before? What was the solution that you came up in the most creative way? And what was the result? So problem, solution, and result. And to look at other sources of money. If someone is willing to lend you money during that particular time, so much the better. If you have savings, excellent. In the meantime, you can only hope that the economy is going to get better. My bet is that, excuse me, many of you out there are ready to start your own business. If you're in that category, I'd love to have you call in. Let's find out what's going on with you and see how we can, whether I can be of service to you at this present time. So again, you have the numbers in front of you. I'd love to talk with you. Give me a call. Okay, in the meantime, I received an email from some of the major movers and shakers, Greg Braden, Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Jean Houston. I mean, these are the names I recognize in this list. And they have compiled an evolutionary movement, a presentation that they can send to Obama. And what I got out of the reading this was that he is asking for information from some of our evolutionary leaders. Evolutionary means those people who are on the cutting edge, who know what's going on out there. So some of the things that I'm just going to go through a few of these things, because I always like to take things that I've found, synthesize them, integrate them, and then pass them on, which is the star card in the major arcana. I was born on the 17th, and this is card number 17. So some of the things they were talking about is that we're becoming more aware, and we're not willing to settle for that which we could have settled for even last year. We're coming together at a higher level. More people are awakening. More people are dreaming, and they're recording their dreams. And that's one of the ways that they're becoming aware. They're no longer willing to be in the pity path that they've been in before. Even though sometimes it's difficult, they're willing to do what it takes to get out. And one of the things that the conclusion they came to, that we are the first species at this particular time, we're aware that we're destroying ourselves by our own action. A few people may have had that before. We have a group consciousness now that is far beyond where it has ever been before. And we're aware of what we're doing to nature, what we're doing to society, with the political system, with the medical system, with the religious system. We're very much aware of what we're doing. And that our own evolution, because we're evolving faster than we've ever evolved before. And we're being awakened. You know, I've been doing this work since 1984. and who's counting? Me, I love to. And at one point, I consider myself quite evolved, and yet at the present time, I feel that I still have so much to awaken to. And I've still done a whole lot of work on myself. Every morning when I get up, I first get my cards and I sit and I meditate. Go in my castle. I always love to go in my castle meditation. And I love to sit at the round table. And I have several people who join me at a certain time in the morning. And we all meditate at the round table. And it's like we're all connecting at this deeper level. So as I'm doing that, then I start typing out whatever information I get. I pull my tarot cards. That seems to be my method. Some people, simply by meditating, they're able to tap into this energy. Some people by walking. Some people by running. Some people by sitting in prayer. Some people by creative projects that they get involved in. Anything repetitive. It seems to put them into an altered state. It helps me, I know, to tap into and align myself with a collective vision, because that's what it's about right now, the collective, and I write this down, the collective vision. The masses are now, it's like the 100th monkey, only it's now getting up to the 1,000th monkey, the 1,000,000th monkey. We are tapping into a consciousness that is becoming, it's almost like you can taste it, touch it, feel it. So the global crisis, remember I was talking about the urgency. It's challenging us to live sustainably. And it's challenging us to be in harmony, because when we are in harmony, how can we go and shoot our brothers and sisters? When we are in harmony, there's a desire to have peace. And I don't recall ever being at such peace as I am right now. And I look at myself and I keep saying, how can I be so happy? Ooh, I like this. How can I be so well taken care of? How can I be this, this, and this? And I keep acknowledging with gratitude all of the things that are my way of being. And it feels like grace, which I never understood before. How did this happen? And I keep asking myself, how can I be such a lucky girl? I keep saying, how can I be such a lucky girl? And so I continue to be in gratitude. And I keep tapping into the collective vision, collective consciousness. We're in such connection with the internet, with our electronic media. And there are so many programs now, especially on bbsradio.com, many of the other internet radio stations, where people are actually coming forward as leaders to challenge the collective vision, to make sure that the negativity that is on commercial radio and commercial television is not the predominant energy going out there. This is about dissolving these old forms, and we're using unusual and revolutionary tactics to do this. Whatever your revolutionary tactic is, I challenge you to do this. Whatever it is, it's bringing many people alive. And for you, I'd like to know, what does it look like? And I'm awaiting your call. Love to have you call in. I'd like to share. Up to this point, I haven't had guests on my program. I consider you to be my guest. So I'd love to have you call in. So what does this collective vision look like to you? Because you're leaders. If you're listening to this radio station, you're hearing things that you normally, it's outside the box. And that's why many of you have selected this station. So I'd like to hear some of your viewpoints and something that you'd like to share in and around the collective vision. What do you feel is happening out there? Don't be shy. You can go ahead and call in. You make the show much more interesting when you call in. Okay, continuing on. So the media is changing drastically. The other thing, the social and political transformation. Never before have we had a black president. And the speech that he made the other night, fabulous. And it was like a ripple that went around the world with him speaking. And many of the leaders, I could see them smirking. the camera would just about always would focus on someone who was smirking, thinking this can never happen. However, if we believe that it can never happen, it never will happen. Why am I so happy? Why is the country in such great shape? If we start doing this mantra, this question, why are we so happy? Why are we so awake? Why are we so abundant? This came out of, I'm looking for that book. Marilyn Gordon, one of my friends, has some great material on this, and let me find that. I'll find that in a second here. And she has, I'll find it, some information on her website. And so I printed that out, and somehow it's moved around my desk because I was getting ready for the program. And that was the question that came out of this, and I'll find it in a minute. Here it is. It came from from Noah St. John in his most recent book, The Secret Code of Success. Instead of sticking with your negative thoughts, shift it around a bit and say, why am I so? Why am I so rich? Look at the energy when I say that. Why am I so rich? Ooh. Why am I so happy? Why am I so loved? Why am I so loving? And if you write that down twice a day, because when people ask me, well, how do you like it there in Eugene? I say, I have to pinch myself because I'm so happy. You see, I'm affirming it every single day, and I talk to people from quite often during the day. And they say, how do you like it there? And I keep saying the same thing and affirming how happy and how financially supported I am. And that I'm so loved, and I have every day a new best friend on my program, my TV program. Monday night, I was talking about that. Every day, I'm making a new best friend because I seem to be running into people from my tribe. The tribe is those who are awakened and those who are on the same wavelength as I am. And these people are coming from the Chamber of Commerce. You know, I've been in the Chamber of Commerce in San Francisco and in the East Bay and in Mount Shasta. I've never run into people who are so comfortable with themselves in their business that they're able to allow themselves to have fun, outrageous fun, and knowing that that's the way that people are able to relate to them. And they get lots of business. I don't see the economy quite as bad as I did when I was in Mount Shasta. I see it as much more, I don't know how to describe it. They're more relaxed. And yes, there are people who are being laid off. And yes, there are people who are being hired. And people who come to these meetings with the Chamber of Commerce are saying, we're hiring. Let people know we're hiring. And I don't hear that from other parts of the country and people I talk to. Just the opposite. The next thing that's going on, and again, I'm awaiting your call, is we talked about the evolving consciousness, that research and educational strategies are being brought forth to optimize human capacities. And one of the things that, yeah, so many of you do that as light workers. We're doing that. We're helping people to expand their reality. We're helping them to expand their brain power, their intuitive, I call it intuitive intelligence. They're assisting us in evolving to awaken. And now some people are awakening naturally. We're also doing things for the ecological balance, reversing pollution, and the water, and the air, and the soil. And I'm hearing about, gosh, these emails come through about the droughts and the fires in Australia and you know, people not being able to raise crops. California was one of the prime examples because of the lack of water and the global warming, that many were not going to be planting. Well, you know what that's going to do for our food sources. Okay, I think we have a call coming in.
Hi, Judy.
And who do we have?
It's Greg from San Francisco.
Hey, Greg from San Francisco. Thank you.
I'm listening. I decided to call because you were begging for people to call in.
Yes, I am. So, Greg, yeah, because I want to share other people's opinions. I'm really letting this channel come through, so I would love to have you share what you're getting out of what I'm presenting here.
Well, you know, I'm getting out of it exactly what I need, and it's hard to separate yourself from the collective because, you know, you're not really. But when I look at it, I'm doing pretty well compared to a lot of people.
Yes.
And I don't know why. I just am. And I usually wake up feeling good, and I don't have any problems. And I do know that when I wake up, sometimes I have some money things running through my head, and I don't know where they come from. They're not real, but they get really nagging, and they become overwhelming, and so I eat them. I just constantly, intend to eat them, to devour them, to really experience them instead of kind of pushing them away or not trying to ignore it, and that really helps me a lot. I just feel kind of bad for a little while, and then it's over, but I really feel it, and I think that's what a lot of people need to do.
kind of feeling
the stuff that's going on, and not ignoring it.
And kind of become, you say eating it, or because I know a lot of people want to sweep it under the rug.
Right, they do, and they want an easy answer, and that's easy, but it's hard to do if you're not used to dealing with that kind of stuff, you know?
So with someone, and financially, you have a steady income, retirement that comes in on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'm on disability right now. I've had a long history of really physical problems, really debilitating physical stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that's all part of the process of awakening. And unfortunately, I didn't want that to be that way, but it is, and so I'm dealing with it. But I do have regular money that comes in every month, so it's not a lot, but I always have just enough. I don't have more.
Right.
And I don't have too little. I have just enough. And that's what Spirit is giving me. I'm allowing Spirit to work with me to make that available.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. So what advice, I mean, you've given a piece of advice when the mind chatter in the morning, you wake up and you've got this thing about the money and or whatever. And let's just visualize some of the other listeners out there, because I'm pretty much in the same position that you are. I'm comfortable, just very, very comfortable, especially since moving up here. When I was in San Francisco, I had a lot of angst around money. It just seems to have gone away. So what would you, to the people who are really in dire straits, what other tools could you give to them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you say that, I'm kind of tuning in to your audience. And,
yeah.
And it's very heavy, and not everyone is that way, though. And
mm-hmm.
people who are having money problems, and it's very easy for me to say, well, stop that, you know, start doing something else. But I can't really say anything else except to really experience it. Don't
mm-hmm.
push it away. Don't. Just kind of get a little bravery up and look at it and see what it means to you in all its different its capacities, you know, its abilities to do what money does for us and what we can do with money, and nothing more than that. Just take
right.
it in, and I can't really think of anything else, you know, because when I started doing that, it really helped me a lot. And,
excellent.
And that's all I need to do, and it goes away in a short time. But, you know, a lot of people, I believe, they need to have this stuff going on because it's serving a purpose, and
yes.
we can't know the full meaning or the full import of the purpose, but there is a purpose. And that's, you know, I can't say to people that you're a bad person, you have to experience this, but in a way we all have to experience it. And as soon as we really have it, we can go move on. I mean, I feel the energy on the planet is starting to move, actually, in a positive
yep.
way. And we're not really seeing the manifestation of that yet, but it's happening.
I am so pleased that you called in, because I wanted another energy to come in here at the present time. And sometimes, like you had the debilitating physical energy that was you were working with,
mm-hmm.
and out of the angst, out of whatever is happening with any of you out there, and I'm talking to Greg, and I'm talking to any of the others out there. There's a spiritual gift in this someplace. Some people, it takes the board up the side of the head to get them to a place where God or Spirit wants them, where they can be of higher service and they can get past whatever their physical, whatever their financial love relation issues, whatever it is. And when we really tune in and listen, like you were talking about what you went through physically, it took you to a deeper level, didn't it, Greg?
Yeah, and it took a long time, but I've really gone to a really deep level, and it doesn't bother me anymore.
Right. And when you called in I think it was my second program, I was so tickled to hear from you, because I could feel in your voice the calmness and the work. You can actually hear in people's voices the work that they've done on themselves. There's a listening that people have you've come awake, you're going deeper, you're starting your meditation, whatever the meditation looks like. There's something that's in the voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's experience.
Yeah, it's experience.
Just experience, and I don't have to do anything anymore. It just continues to happen, and it's really great. I don't feel like I'm missing anything if I can't afford to do a certain workshop or something like that, because I know I'll get the benefits somehow in some other way. You know?
Right. I stopped taking workshops a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
and that was when I started going inward, and I want to encourage everyone out there. if it, you feel like taking workshops, beautiful, take them. Especially at this, at the beginning stages of awakening. Ultimately, what you're going for, you hear in the Prince of Cups that I just pulled, this is for you too, Greg. We're in this place, and in the, on the Prince of Cups, the prince is sitting in a chariot, and the chariot is being pulled by the eagle, which is, this is all Scorpio. And there's a readiness to dive into this emotional pond, into the water, into the emotions. And yet, there, it hasn't happened yet. And so as you're preparing and opening to this place where Greg was talking about, I don't have to do anything. You're opening to that place of ready to go when Spirit says, okay, move to Eugene, okay, take a trip to Peru, whatever Spirit says, you're ready. And there's no questioning. The seeds that you've planted, the training that you've done, has prepared you for what is about to happen. And this is not just in the United States, this is cross-cultural. People that I have encountered in Brazil, in Buenos Aires, the people I'm in contact with there, they have that same energy that we're ready at the, because there's so much change coming and we're ready. Let me have your reaction to that. Any comments, Greg? You're my guest today.
I think you're very true. It's happening all over the world. I mean, everyone is evolving. Everyone is waking up. And who isn't is, they have to go to another place.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no way I can go back, and no one can go back. And people who have been doing this not as long as me or you or others that we know, it's hard. There's certain stages that are kind of hard to do. But if it's a collective thing, you have to know that you are one of millions, billions almost.
Right.
So that can help a little bit.
Excellent, excellent. So we're ready, at the drop of a hat, we're ready to do what Spirit is asking for us. And the gifts that we're receiving from the turmoil that may have been in the past, it's like the story about the little boy digging in the doo-doo. There's a pony in here someplace. So whatever we're experiencing or have experienced, there was a gift out of that.
Yeah,
and I like what Eckhart Tolle says, that no matter what happens, he's just fine with it. And the secret of his happiness is that he accepts things as they are. Of accepting that the pain and the physical pain was there, and to accept it for what it was and do the work that it takes.
Yeah, because what it is something that you don't have any conception of how Spirit works, you know. I really,
right.
The more experience that I have, the less I try to figure out things. You
right.
know? So.
The analytical part, that left brain, is put to rest. You park it at the bottom of the mountain as you're going up the mountain and doing your trip.
Yeah, I mean, left brain is, it can be handy to have, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I would never suggest to anyone to cut it off, but really start in relying on your intuitive nature a lot more
mm-hmm.
never than before.
Right on target here, Greg.
Right.
Right on target. Thank you so much for calling. And this
Thanks.
Card is for you, the Prince of Cups.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. And anyone else who'd like to call in from any place, I would welcome your call. In the meantime, I just keep moving through the material that Spirit put in front of me today, and I love it. Have so much fun doing this. And I realized today, and actually this earlier on this week, I said, why do I like to do the radio so much? why do I like to do the television so much? Because I do have a talk TV program here in Eugene, Oregon. If you know of anyone in Eugene, and they can tune into my TV program also. Why do I like to do the emails so much to people all over the world? Why do I? What is that? And I realized that one of the things that it's that it's not so much that I have an audience. That is not the important thing. Is that there's a witness. I can be a witness to my own work, and the other people who are listening, or I conceive that there are people listening. I perceive that they are. It gives me the energy to then go deeper and to go to a different place where I am channeling. Now, someone said, well, what is channeling? Well, when the last couple, two or three programs that I've done, because I have not had guests on, it forces me into that place, a deeper place where I put my left brain on hold slightly. I still have that part of the analytical part over here, waiting to bring in facts and figures. And the other side, that right brain, is the one that is the wiser. Remember I was talking about the Hierophant, the one who has the wisdom from another place and is pulling in information from other lifetimes. It's pulling him in from the future. It's pulling him in from some place. All right, we have another call.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is my very first time, and so I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do. I was listening to this other fellow that was on there, and I have an affirmation that Spirit gave me late spring.
Yes, what is your affirmation?
And my instructions now are that I have to give it out to everybody. So if it goes out across the world, that's where it's supposed to go.
And what is your name?
Simply, I am at peace, and all the chaos around me does not disturb my peace of mind, for all is well in my world. And it used to be my world today until about 2 weeks before the big financial collapse.
Yes.
Of all the banks, and they came in one afternoon and said, drop the today. It took me a second to figure out what they were talking about, but then I realized that it was the affirmations they were talking about. So it's just all is well in my world. And it made a whole lot of difference for me. It just balanced everything out for me. I would look out, they would talk about storms. I would look out my window and see nothing but sun and blue skies and light wind. And it's made a lot of difference for people who have received this. And I have a series that I give out because I am a reader. And so I give it out to everybody that comes to my table at the different shows that I do. And
what is your first name?
Darcy.
D-A-R-C-I. Darcy. Oh, excellent. And what part of the country are you from?
I'm just outside of Seattle, Washington.
Excellent. So you're a reader. Do you read the cards?
I do the Gypsy Witch cards. I've been doing them since 76.
Wow. Could I have you repeat that affirmation? And I would love to have you email that to me. I'd like to put it on my website.
Okay, I don't know where your email is, but hopefully I'll be able to figure it out.
Well, I'm going to give it out to people because I'm going to be doing an offer of a free week of intuitive work on the email. So let me give that out to you right now.
Okay.
It is Conrad, C-O-N-R-A-D.
Got it.
3198.
Okay.
At Comcast, Comcast.net.
Mine is Darcy at peace at Comcast.net.
I love that. Okay, would you read that affirmation again for the audience?
Yes, I would. It's I am at peace, and all the chaos around me does not disturb my peace of mind, for all is well in my world.
Thank you. I definitely would love to have you email that to me, and I want to put that on the front page of my website. So there you go, Darcy. Would you like a card?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to have a tarot card?
Oh, certainly.
Okay, Darcy, any particular question, or would you just like to have me pull a card and just see what comes out?
Oh, golly, questions. I'm not real good at questions.
Okay, let me just let a card come forward.
Where am I at today?
Where are you at today? Okay, the card is the Queen of Cups. We had the Prince of Cups before, the Knight of Cups, now we got the Queen of Cups. Well, the Queen of Cups, that came out on my television program, interesting. Where you are with this Queen of Cups, this is the Crowley deck with the Thoth deck, you're behind the veil, and you are about ready to drop that veil and to emerge into a higher consciousness where more people are going to be aware of you. And you're reaching down and touching the stork, which means there's a birth of something new, either a book or something that is going to be revolutionary in and around the work that you're doing. You're going to be calling yourself something different. It will be much more fulfilling, even though you may be doing what you love right now. It's going to be much more fulfilling. Anyone listening to this program right now, that's exactly for you also. And it's whatever you're doing is going to reflect down onto this reflecting pond. And many more people are going to be able to see you visually and hear you.
Interesting. I just had progressive astrology with Grandmother Bernice Fallingleaves, an Indian elder teacher that I'm taking classes with. And I am a healer, have been a healer since I was about 17.
Yes.
And I've been told that there's new healing coming for me.
Yes.
And a year and a half ago, Spirit told me that I must call myself a spiritual touch healer because I walk in the footsteps of Christ.
Yes.
And I guess there's more coming, and I'm getting conscious channeling now that's just starting that I've been praying for, and... your card is very, means a lot.
And I have chills as you were talking about being the healer. And you can't hold it under a bushel, your light. It has to be seen visibly. You must get out there further.
Yeah, well, I know that, it's only God's energy that's working through me, but I have seen things happen. And most of the time now, I can only put my hands on somebody for maybe 30 to 45 or seconds to a minute, generally not any more than that, and that's it. And I've seen people's ribs healed, pain taken away, and I just, I'm very humbled by it.
Bless you, bless you, bless you.
But this affirmation is part of the healing because, like everybody that's gone through this crisis with the finances,
mm-hmm.
They're in my healing prayers, and I pray for them, and the one thing, like this other gentleman was saying, that it's so important, if they look at the broader picture,
mm-hmm.
that they will see that the reason a lot of these things have happened is that they will walk back and get in touch with God, because that's the only way. We are in the ascension process, and people are ready to leave the planet and make their ascension. And so they have to come back and get out of the mundane 3D world. We're not there anymore. And if they
you're right.
They want to go with us, with all the ones that are going, the light workers, the star seeds, we've got to get ready. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to get ready.
Thank you, Darcy. Well, I'm running out of time here.
I know.
I thank you so much for calling. And
well,
you tune in next Thursday, and so I'm going to make a general announcement to the rest of the world here. So I will talk to you later.
Thank you very much, Ruth.
Okay, Darcy.
Uh-huh.
Blessing.
Bye.
Okay. Again, I want to give you my email. It's conrad3198@comcast.net. What I do is every Monday I start a new email class, and I send, because I do my deep meditation in the morning, I pull a card and I send it out to everyone for the first week. And you email me back with some kind of response. I email back and I do my coaching, my mentoring, intuiting, where I see you're going. Sometimes I'll pull a second card for the day for you. That's individually. If people don't respond, they get the initial message. So I'd like to, you know, encourage you to, if you'd like to do that, email me, conrad3198@comcast.net, and I will email you back from Monday through Thursday. And then if you choose to enroll in the 4-week course where we really go deeply into the coaching, and it's pretty awesome. You can check my website out. It's www.mountshastamagic.com or judithconradradio.com. I have several names that I call this. They all go to the same place. And you can see a picture of me there in front of Mount Shasta. And so I just am so thrilled to be, again, as I started the program, I'm in such gratitude to be able to be here and with you and anyone who's listening. And I invite you for this next week to join me in a free class. If you'd like a reading, a private reading, you can also email me at conrad3198@comcast.net. I do a full reading, and I record it, and I send it off to you. So I think I'm complete, and I'm grateful for Darcy. I'm grateful for Greg for having joined me on the program. And I'm going to close, and I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes the difference.